ESV Holy Bible, Book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 28. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do you people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far from it, Lord. This will never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay every person according to what he has done. Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Chapter 16 end. Dear God, endless is your love as I journey through this dark, evil, and wicked place. Prepare my heart as I work your will to find the most effective balance pace. Working with your truth to fight against the enemy's deadly attacks, piercing through the shadows, never ceasing without my only life tax. The enemy is on the hunt, destroying your light with all of his might, bringing poison, hatred, toxic arrows, and sickness to the fight. Lurking in their darkness, blinding innocence, especially throughout the night. Lurking in their comfort, deception always hidden in plain sight. Every day is a new beginning, and your miracles are always evident proof. With you, Father, the impossible is possible, always with love that is unstoppable. Thank you, Father, for saving me while blanketing me with life that is youth. You saved me from the grip of death into the light of life that is your truth. And God, I pray peace upon all those who don't know you. Use my life daily to reach them with the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ, so they come to you, Father, and live everlasting life. Amen.